Chapter 29, 2:08 a.m. I'm so sorry about your wife and little girl. I don't know how I would have. Something large and loud slammed into the side of the truck. John yanked the steering wheel toward the impact and stepped on the gas, trying to get the 4x4 under control. The truck slid sideways for 20 feet, then came to an abrupt stop against something hard. The airbags deployed, the engine stopped. John felt the side of his head where it had bounced off the window. There was a bump the size of an egg, but no blood. "Everyone okay?" he asked, pushing the airbag away from his face. "You need side impact airbags. I'll get them when I replace this truck, which I probably just totaled." "There were no airbags back here," Mark said, "but I'm fine, even though we just got hit by a flying tree." "We got hit by a boulder," John said. "Then we hit a tree." "Whatever," Mark said. Bright headlights filled the windshield. "Tomas," John said. They'd been following him on back roads for nearly 15 minutes. John tried to start the engine. Dead. He rolled the window down. A yellow rain slicker appeared at the window. "Hurt?" "No, but I think we're going to have to buy another truck. Let's get the stuff transferred." Tomas nodded, then jogged around the back, seemingly oblivious to Emily's fury. A few minutes later, they were back on the road, with Tomas behind the wheel and St. Christopher on the dash.